If you would like to sit down. A very, very warm welcome to all of you tonight. It's lovely to see so many people coming along. This is, as you know through the publicity, a choral evensong. Some churches are having a crack at new services. We're having a go at the very old service. So this was written a very long time ago, but it has given us an opportunity to throw the doors open and say, if you're interested, come. What is a choral evensong? It is based on the Book of Common Prayer, written mostly by Thomas Cranmer and then revised a couple of times. So we're going way, way back in terms of our language. But it is a rich language, of course, that has fueled so much of our conversation in terms of our history and our present. So much is important to us. So what I would say is that a service like this very often can be used for quiet reflection and meditation. Most of the singing will be by the choir, and some of the singing, we'll sing a couple of hymns, will be by us. If you would like to follow the service, then if you would want to turn in your prayer books to the evening prayer, which you'll find on page 64. So page 64 is where the words are. There will be one point where we're reading from it in terms of the Apostles' Creed. Also, there's one other little prayer that will be sung by Nick a little bit later. Just for interest, turn in the back of your prayer books to page 551. Did you know that we have a prayer about the accession of Queen Elizabeth II? In the back of our prayer book. So if you've been carrying on around, the one's been sitting on your shelf, there it is. It's actually written there. So we will hold that in our minds as well. Queen Elizabeth II, of course, was told this day, exactly 70 years ago, that she was in a different status to the one she was when she woke up in the morning. And that's what we're marking today, is 70 years of service to this country. A couple of things just to say is that if you do want to wear a face mask, you're very welcome to. We're just trying to protect as much as possible, but if you don't, then you're welcome to as well. There is on the way out a plate if you'd like to give to the ongoing ministry of the church, and if you're short of money in your pocket, we have a card reader as well. So that's great because that enables you to give just a little bit more than you might. Sorry, that's the vicar in me speaking, isn't it? So we're going to start off with just a moment of quiet. In this service, we do a lot internally, ourselves. So I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in this moment. As the choir sings, allow the beauty of the music and the words to lead you into a relationship with God. So would you pray that yourself as we start? A moment of silence. We thank you, Lord God, that words written so long ago still carry your message for today. They're contemporary because they speak of you. May this time of worship be one that connects us to you, that we might be enlivened by the Holy Ghost. Amen. In your hymn books, 355 is the hymn we're going to sing. I vow to thee, my country. Of course, it starts off with serving our country and goes on through it in terms of our service to God. So characteristic of our Queen today. 355. Thank you. If we say that we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, then God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved, brethren, sisterum, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at God's hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and a humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace. Would you like to kneel or sit? Almighty and most merciful Father, we've erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We were offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no half in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent. According to thy promises, declare unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy name. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people, pardon and peace. They may be cleansed from all their sins and serve thee with a quiet mind through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the words of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Made heaven and earth. He will. Thank you. second lesson is taken from Romans chapter 13, the path of duty. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they shall resist, shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only to wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute, to whom tribute is due. Custom, to whom custom. Fear, to whom fear. Honour, to whom honour. Owe no man anything, but to love one another, for that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this same namely, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Love worketh no evil to his neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Peace.
to stand, take your book of common prayer and turn to page 70. Page 70, you'll find the words of the Creed, which we'll say together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Christ, my Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost. teach thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy holy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ.
That was 1952, of course, when she woke up in the morning in Kenya on an ordinary day, as you do on safari, and finally she was told, as it happens, she was the last to be told. The reporters knew, and they told Prince Philip, and they asked the question, but the private secretary then told Prince Philip, and Princess Elizabeth was the very last person to know that day that actually she had just acceded to the throne. But her status had changed quite dramatically. In 1933, a few years before, when she was young, while her uncle was still the king before his abdication, family history records this conversation. She spoke to her young sister Margaret and said, "I'm 3 and you are 4. To which Margaret said, "Don't be silly, I'm 3 and you're 7. It took some time and some explaining for the family to say that actually Elizabeth is number 3 in line to the throne and you're number 4. Just that moment. But that thing about the number of the line in the throne, of course, when the abdication happened and her dad eventually became king, then she moved up. A little bit one of those telephone waiting calls. You're now 4th in the queue, as you're just waiting. Prince Charles, as we recognised yesterday, and she said is actually number one in the queue. So he's been waiting. But for her, of course, she finally became number one in the queue and then zero in the queue. This day, 70 years ago, when she came. Her destiny, of course, was to sit on the stone of destiny and to have that amazing coronation, which some of you will remember, long time before I was born, of course, he said quickly. But what a wonderful thing it is today to be able to remember her service to this country, to Commonwealth, and in the world. What a leading person she is. And we've already had the college for her, and we recognise, of course, that she is a person of deep and immense faith, and she has shared that with us. What service she's given. She stepped up to it and took it, and her new status was confirmed by everyone, and she has lived up to it. Of course, when she was at the coronation, she was given various things, like an orb and a scepter. And those in the Eden Wild Goose Community Choir, we've been talking about some of the things that she's been given, because Jerry King, who leads us, has written a special song for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Jerry doesn't know it yet, but I got a letter from the Queen to say thank you very much for the song, it sounds good. I don't know whether she's listened to it or not, but I need to tell Jerry that I've got a letter that mentions him. But I sent it to her, and one of the ladies in waiting came back to say thank you. But we are singing this year, and we are thanking God this year for the service that she's given. In the scepter, which was made for Charles II's coronation, there is a stone on the top of it, the largest clear diamond in the world. And that diamond is a very special diamond. It took an awful lot of work to make it, to get the incision just right, so all the faces just, lots of diamonds were made from this largest diamond in the world, which came from South Africa, a gift to the king of the time to mend the relationship between the United Kingdom after the Boer War. So in itself, it is a symbol of reconciliation. But that stone itself was given to her. And then it was given to her on the day. And she holds it as one of her possessions. Inside of the stone, as a geologist, I'm fascinated, there is a slight imperfection, which just shows a tiny rainbow if looked at in a certain way. All of us come as imperfect people ourselves, but beautiful in the sight of God. And when God looks at us, he sees us in our imperfections, and he wonders at the beauty that we have as well. John, in his Gospel, talks about how we have the right to become the children of God. And you know, that's an even higher status than to be Queen of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth in the world. It's an even higher status to be a child of the living God. And Elizabeth Lilybet herself would actually put her hand up, I'm sure, and say that the fact that I have a faith and I'm loved by God is what has kept me going through this particular reign. So Paul describes our journey into faith as becoming new creations, a new status. We can wake up and say that we're in a new status. We're children of the living God. We are immensely loved by God. And whatever flaw or crack we have in us. In fact, the orb was actually stolen at one point, and because it didn't fit in a bag, a man called Blood, that's his name, crushed it, stuffed it into a bag and ran off with it, so it had to be mended sometime later, and it's back in its beauty that it is now. And God does that with us. Mends us, cherishes us, and gives us a new status, children of the living God. So as we recognise the Queen's faith today, as we recognise the oath that she made but God would be with her and she would serve us. So we too follow, in a sense, in the train behind her and say, we too are children of the living God. And we too are honoured by God for who we are. We're going to move into several prayers now. So let's be quiet as we pray. Prayers for the royal family. Lord our God, who upholdest and governest all things by the word of thy power, receive our humble prayers for our sovereign Lady Elizabeth, as on this day set over us by thy grace and providence to be our Queen. And together with her, bless, we beseech thee, Prince Charles of Wales and all the royal family, that they ever trusting in thy goodness, protected by thy power, and crowned with thy gracious and endless favour, may long continue before thee in peace and safety, joy and honour, and after death may obtain everlasting life and glory, by the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ our Saviour, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth ever one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, who rulest over all the kingdoms of the world, and dost order them according to thy good pleasure, we yield thee unfeigned thanks, for that thou wast pleased as on this day to set thy servant, our sovereign lady, Queen Elizabeth, upon the throne of the realm. Let thy wisdom be her guide. Let thine arm strengthen her. Let truth and justice, holiness and righteousness, peace and charity abound in her days. Direct all her counsels and endeavours to thy glory, and the welfare of her subjects. Give us grace to obey her cheerfully for conscience sake, and let her always possess the hearts of her people. Let her reign be long and prosperous, and crown her with everlasting life in the world to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Saviour, the Prince of Peace, give us grace seriously to lay to heart the great dangers that we are in by our unhappy divisions. Take away all hatred and prejudice, and whatsoever else may hinder us from godly union and concord, that as there is but one body and one spirit and one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, so we may henceforth all be of one heart and one soul, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and charity, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Prayer for the clergy and people. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee. Pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Prayer of Prince Chrysostom. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time in one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt hear their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of all thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, everlasting life. Amen. So as we come to the end of our service, we're going to sing hymn number 250. This was sung at consecration, 250, not 5 and 6. after which there will be the grace and one verse of the national anthem. So 200 of 250, not 5 and 6. Please stand. Spirit be amongst you, remain with you in your homes wherever you go. Amen.